you, Mr. Chairman. First, we would like to thank the Special Rapporteur for convening this meeting and for her efforts to promote and protect rights of minorities in course of tenure of her mandate. We also thank all the panelists for their insightful presentations and contributions to this forum. Employing early warning mechanisms is essential for the prevention of humanitarian crises, inter alia, we are combating racial discrimination, intolerance, and hate speech. It is unfortunate that we still witness manifestations of racism, xenophobia, and national hatred in certain countries. The Special Rapporteur rightly mentions in her report that minorities may face particular challenges in search for durable solutions. Addressing the issue of repatriation, Madam Rita Itzhak mentions that minorities may face obstacles if they fled due to the violence perpetrated against them because of their minority status, and if the root causes of such violence have not been resolved. The global displacement challenges, ongoing conflicts, including in Syria, also significantly affect Armenia. As a host country, Armenia provides refuge to more than 20,000 persons displaced due to the conflict in Syria who have sought protection in Armenia. They are being provided with access to civil, economic, social, and cultural rights similar to those enjoyed by the citizens and with the possibilities of facilitated naturalization. We would like to highlight the important role of the international and regional organizations as well as the civil society in addressing the human rights violations against the minorities. Amongst the major obstacles to ensure durable solutions for the minorities affected by humanitarian crises and conflicts is the impunity for past crimes. Hence, it is of utmost importance to address and properly acknowledge past human rights violations and atrocity crimes committed against minorities. The international community should further recognize the vulnerability of national or ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities in crisis situations, develop more targeted strategies, and invest more to respond to them. Thank you.